Chapter 69. What does it mean that a stock is over or undervalued? Here's how to tell if you're buying a stock on sale or if you're overpaying. Hey, do you want to buy my car for $8,000? Well, you couldn't possibly answer that question without knowing more about my car. What is the make, model, year, miles? Does it run? You get it. The same is true for investing. You need to know something about the stock or fund before you can decide if it's a good value or not. Stick with me on this lesson. It's a little longer than most, and there's a bit of math involved, but the payoff is definitely worth it. You'll be able to answer this question by the end. What stock is cheaper? One trading for $50 a share or one trading for $200 a share? Of course, the answer is going to surprise you. Here is how professional investors determine if a stock is a good deal or not. It's called valuation. They want to know, if I buy a share of stock in this company, what am I really getting in return? Well, it all comes down to how much money the company is making, called the profit. How much money did they make after all of their expenses? Again, that's profit. Remember we talked about how owning a share of stock in a company is really owning a part of the company? I guess it would also be important to know how many total shares the company has. For example, let's say you owned a single share of stock in each of these companies. The first company is Big Inc. The total shares are 100. You own one share. So therefore, your ownership is 1% of the company. The second company is called Small Inc. The total shares are 10. You own one share. And therefore, your ownership is 10% of the company. Okay, so that tells us something. It tells us how much of the company we own. But it doesn't yet tell us everything. Think about it. Would you rather own 10% of my part-time babysitting business? Or would you rather own 1% of Google, Home Depot, or American Express? Why would you want just 1% of Google when you could have 10% of my babysitting business? Because Google is huge and makes billions of dollars, and my babysitting company sucks. That's exactly right. Google makes billions of dollars, almost $20 billion a year. And my babysitting business, yeah, it makes hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, we're getting somewhere now. It's not just how much of the company you own, but it's also how much money the company makes that's important. If only there was a way to figure out how much earnings the company makes for each share of stock that I own. Something where you could figure out the earnings for each share. Something like earnings per share. Fortunately, there is an easy way to figure that out, and it has this awesome name that's really cool and exciting. It's called earnings per share. Now let's get back to our two companies. We have Big Inc. The total shares that they have are 100. The total earnings happen to be $100. So total earnings per share is 100 shares divided by $100, which equals $1 of earnings for each of their shares. Let's compare that to Small Inc. The total shares that they have are 10 shares. Their total earnings were also $100. So what are the total earnings per share? Well, you take your 10 shares, you divide it by their earnings, which is $100, and that turns out to be $10 of earnings for each share. Hey, so what do we have here? Our so-called Small Inc. company isn't so small now, is it? For every share you own of it, you get $10 of earnings. I like it. Okay, so just one last step here. Think how far we've come. We've learned it's important to know how many shares there are of a company, as well as how much money the company makes. Now we just need to see if it's a good value or not. If I said, I have this great 2015 Porsche 911 with only 300 miles on it and it's in perfect condition, do you want to buy it? Well, what's your first question going to be? What color is it? No, you're going to ask, how much are you asking for it? And that, dear listener, is the final step. How much is one share of stock in the company? Once you know that, you can see if the stock is a good value with a quick and easy calculation called the P/E ratio. It sounds complex, but it's just taking the price of the stock and dividing it by the earnings per share. Here's an example. Let's look at Big Inc. Let's see what its P/E ratio is. Here's how you calculate it. First, you figure out the total earnings per share, which we did, and that is by taking the 100 shares and dividing it by its earnings, $100, and you get $1 of earnings for each share. Now, you look at the price of the stock. Let's say, for example, the price of each share of Big Inc. is $50. So here's how you calculate the price to earnings ratio. You take the $50 share stock price and you divide it by its earnings per share, which is a dollar. So 50 divided by 1 is 50. It has a 50 price to earnings ratio. Okay, now let's look at Small Inc. Again, first thing we have to do is figure out the total earnings per share. We take our 10 shares, divide it by its $100 of earnings, and you get $10 of earnings for each share. Now, we look at the stock price. Small Inc. is actually trading at $200 a share. So, we take our $200 a share, divide it by our $10 of earnings. That is, 200 divided by 10, you get a 20 price to earnings ratio, or PE ratio. So Big Inc. has a PE ratio of 50, which means even though the stock price is just $50 a share, because there are so many more shares, each share gets just a small slice of the profit of the company. Okay, that's Big Inc. Now let's look at Small Inc. Small Inc. has fewer number of shares, and it only has to spread its profits to a smaller number of shareholders. So even though the stock price per share is 200, you are getting a lot more profits per share. The higher the PE ratio means the less profit you are getting for each share of stock you're buying. So the higher the PE, the higher the valuation, and the lower the PE, the lower the valuation. As an investor, you're going to hear a lot of talk about valuations of a stock or the stock market as a whole, and you're going to hear things like it's undervalued or overvalued. They're basically talking about the PE ratio and how the current PE ratio compares to their competitors, and maybe how it compares to itself over time. For example, and this is the last example, so just hang in there. If the PE ratio of UPS, you know, the truck delivery service, is 20, and the PE ratio of FedEx is 100, that should cause some pause. They are both in the same industry. Why is FedEx so overvalued at 100 compared to UPS at 20? Or maybe looking at it differently, why is UPS so undervalued compared to FedEx? Phew, okay, this chapter was a bit math heavy, I'm sorry. Here's the takeaway though. You can't tell if a company is over or undervalued based on the price of the stock alone. A $50 stock might be much more expensive and overvalued compared to a $200 stock. You actually have to look at earnings and the amount of earnings for each share to really determine if it's overvalued or undervalued.